There are plenty of myths going around about reverse mortgages. You can't keep your home in a living trust, the bank owns your home when you're gone, etc. Those are all false. I am Patty Wood with American Pacific Mortgage, your local reverse mortgage specialist. I'm here to answer all of your questions about reverse mortgages, so please give me a call at 775-954-0366. That's 954-0366, NMLS number 243849.
Very comfortable weather for the weekend. Seasonal weather going to be with us pretty much all the upcoming week. And right now, Nevada Day, the holiday 1 week from today, looks to be very pleasant, the mid-70s. But we'll be a little cooler than that, mid to upper 60s for today. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Tomorrow at 11, Tom Gresham Gun Talk, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local, The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet, and a big, big listener of Kiki FT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. The world has changed, folks. It's cold in the morning, 41 degrees in Reno, and it's cold enough on Mount Rose where they're making the snow. They're throwing us right away in the winter. But this is all live and local. And with me here in the studio, and this is unusual. Now, Phil is running the show in Carson City, technically. But in the studio, we have our producer from Carson City watching over me here in the Reno studio. It's Craig Moss. Craig, what are you doing here?
I'm getting ready to babysit your internet during the whole show today so that you can still talk to your faithful listeners.
Oh, listen, I've heard this before. We're watching over you to keep an eye on the internet. Yeah, right.
Well, we have had internet issues for the past 4 days now. So, and so Charter's like, Spectrum is coming out today to hopefully fix
really?
It. Yeah.
Folks, if you're a regular listener, you have heard times when we drop the signal between Reno and Carson City. So you think you got it fixed, huh?
We're hoping. Their window for me this afternoon is between 1 and 3 p.m. So
we don't get to hear old Paul Harvey tapes?
Oh, Phil's got those queued up ready to go in case.
Oh,
we...
that's great. That's great. Phil is ready with that. Okay. Hope you all had a good week. Let's start with you, Phil. How was your week in Reno or Carson City? Locally.
Just peachy keen. I've only been here on Saturdays. I don't come during the week.
Oh, okay. All right. And I was talking to Craig here before the show started. He had a Peachy Keen week, too. I did, too, until the walk this morning. I'm walking with my McDonald's coffee cup, and the thing just disintegrated in my hand. I'm walking with this cup, the big cup, McDonald's coffee. It's very hot coffee, okay? I didn't have to walk far. It's from Plum to the radio station here by the airport. And I'm walking, and I start to feel that the one side of the cup is getting a little wet. And I turn it around, and the seal, you know, the lengthwise seal on the coffee cup is breaking down, and it's letting coffee leak through, and then it starts dripping.
The seam just came apart?
What is the deal lately? And by the way, every company is doing this. They're not only making products smaller, they're making them cheaper. Costco. Oh, my gosh, Costco. The home of quality. They cheapened the bedspread, the sheets. The Kirkland sheets are crap. I'm sorry, but they are. The paper towels, the toilet paper, that Kirkland brand. No, it's no good. Oh, my gosh, the Duracell copper top batteries that you buy from Costco. I went to get some batteries for the cat toy yesterday, the AAAs. And they're already corroding. They're already leaking. And I look at the side of this Duracell battery, and it says it expires July 2028. And they're already leaking. And I go online and I belong to like this Facebook Costco fan group, and everybody is talking about this.
Oh, no, no, we don't buy Duracells anymore. We get Energizers.
These are batteries that I was reading the label. They're made in the USA. I think the deal is, I think these companies, they make products, their brand name products, a little bit cheaper for the Costco customers. Is that, don't you think that's true?
I think that it could be true. I know with some of the other discount chains like Walmart, you know, the reason you get things less expensive there is because
Walmart talks to the company and says, listen, we got to sell it for this price. Do what you can to make the product cheaper.
But you'll notice that some of the things you get at Walmart are available other places, and other places of better quality. So Walmart is doing the seconds. Like a seam is kind of under your shoulder in your armpit that not quite right. So the other company rejects it and it goes to Walmart.
Don't these companies care about their legacy, their image, their brand name, reputation to do this? And I've noticed, listen, I'm not talking just Costco here in the copper top batteries. I'm noticing it everywhere. But I remember when the McDonald's coffee cup was a sturdy monster.
Yeah.
It was hard to put your foot down and crush it. It was kind of a mixture of paper and plastic. I don't know what. And I would use it forever. This may be a thing to go green. That might be the reason, not just to cheap out, but very frustrating.
I wonder if they overheated the coffee and it melted the wax in the seam. And
well, the coffee cup should be made.
Insulated, yeah.
It's hot coffee, you know. It's funny because I walked in the door, Craig's here, and I said, oh, you know, I was griping about the traffic light at Plum and the ramps from the highway. And I said, I stood there for like 4 minutes waiting for the light to go green. I pushed the walk button, everything. But I'm not going to gripe today. Didn't I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
So,
and then immediately went into your thing with the IRS.
Listen, I walk a lot. It's difficult. And this city, I'm sorry, here's the local part, Reno. This is not an easy city to be a pedestrian. Have you ever tried to walk from the Reno Public Market on Plum to McDonald's? I dodge that traffic circle, the cars, every time I have to do it. Oh, sure, you could walk out to Plum to the sidewalk and backtrack and walk into McDonald's that way. Have you ever tried to go to Kohl's at Mayan and McCarran as a pedestrian? If you're walking on McCarran, there's no walkway for people walking. There's a driveway, and the driveway has absolutely no room for people walking. You know how you get there? You got to climb the big hill. I'm serious. You got to climb this big grass-covered hill and some bushes to get to that shopping center. Okay, that's enough. I'm through with that. Let's change topics. And the biggest topic today, 17 days. 17 days.
Hallelujah.
That's good news, right? 17 days. I mean, it's good news for the folks who can't wait to get into those ballots. And it's also good news for the folks who want it to end, who have had it up to here with the campaign TV commercials.
And today is the first day of early voting in Nevada.
Yes, it is. They all open at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's the first day of in-person voting in Nevada. Early voting begins at 10 a.m. And, oh my gosh, less 45 minutes from now. The early in-person voting begins, and I hope you got your sample ballot. People were calling me and asking, where's the sample ballot? I've got it 2 days ago. I hope you got yours. It was a little weird this time because the sample ballot came after the official ballots, as it always used to be. The sample ballot came first. I went through this sample ballot, folks, for you. I went through it for you. This thing is 90 pages long, and sad to say, I found a few mistakes.
Oh, no!
Yes, in the sample ballot. For example, I was interested in early voting, like Craig just brought up, and I'm searching the sample ballot booklet for information on early voting. Okay, get your sample ballots out. Okay, go to page 10. Page 10 says about early voting in person. This is what page 10 says See, I was thumbing around. I didn't see it in the index. Well, I did see it in the index. I think it said to go to page 10. And page 10 says, see calendar for voting center locations and hours. Okay, where's the calendar in the 90 pages? It's not in the table of contents. So I'm thumbing around some more. Where is the calendar? Did anybody find the calendar? So then I stumble upon page 12, and it says, see page 16 for early voting locations and times. All right. And page 16 says nothing about early voting. It's just this typical government blank page that says, quote, the following pages are the candidates in questions for the general election ballot. That's all it said on page 16. Where is the early voting? I found it. It's actually on page 21. Okay, page 10 and 12 lied to us. It's not 16. If you're looking for early voting locations and hours, it's page 21. And wow, this thing is 90 pages. And the cover says, the cover actually says to read the whole thing for how to vote. Stunning. Anyway, I did my research. You Washoe County voters have 24 in-person voting centers. They open at 10 a.m. this morning, and you can choose any one that's convenient to you today and all the way through November 1st, and Election Day is coming up on the 5th. So, oh, and we're getting political today, folks. We have, number one, a group that is trying to stop you from voting for question six, or three. I'm sorry, question three. That is the puzzling, confusing, and controversial question about should we have ranked voting here, where you rank on Election Day, you rank the candidates one through five, and the primaries are open, which means if you were not a Democrat or Republican, you can vote as an independent or whatever you are in the state's open primary. There's only going to be one if this goes through, and it went through already. Voters voted for it before, and if it gets voted in this time, it becomes law. So we'll have one big open primary where everybody can vote, pick their candidates for each race, and then on Election Day have ranked choice voting. So if you like that idea, call in. If you don't like that idea, call in when these folks are going to be here. And that no on question three group is coming up at 10:30 this morning. And then we have Greg Kidd. He's running hard against Mark Amadei for District 2, Congress. Mark Amadei, opponent Greg Kidd. Now, okay, he's been on three times, right? Three times already?
Three, yeah.
And I've had people say, well, why is Greg Kidd always on your show? To be honest with you, he's a sponsor, and this is an open-door show, by the way, and Mr. Amadei can also join us on this. You can call in, actually. But when these people are sponsors, I don't treat it like an infomercial. Craig knows and Phil knows that that I do both sides myself, and I invite the callers who disagree with these people to call in. And I play a bit of a devil's advocate, too. And Greg Kidd handles it very well. And there's a lot of questions still for Greg Kidd, and I think it's a good thing he's going to be on. So Greg Kidd is on at, I think it's 11.
11 o'clock, yes.
11 o'clock, okay. So get ready for that. Have him explain his positions to you, and we want you to be educated to vote for the right people. And you know what? Mark Amadei, you can call in. Mark Amadei supporters, you can call in when Greg Kidd is on. So it's balanced as much as I can make it here. So feel free to do that. We also have coming up at 9:30, of course, Derek Lee. Until then, call up with anything on your mind, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. This is all Life and Local. We're going to take a break now, Phil, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 919.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It's 923. Like the announcer said, call in. And that's what Stuart did, calling from Carson City about Mark Abaday. Good topic. Hey, Stuart, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, John. It's nice hearing your voice. I was just telling Phil how much I like hearing your voice and everything. Yeah, I big issue I have, I don't like Mark Abaday. I'll just tell you straight up, I don't like the guy. I went to that Trump rally. I couldn't get in. There was just too many people at the Grand Sierra. But my wife watched the whole thing. I guess Mark pleaded for us to put him back in the office, that he was going to do everything Trump asked him. I hope that's true. I hope that's true. I'm going to vote for him. I think he's, I don't know. To me, he's kind of a rhino, to be honest with you. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
I've sadly heard complaints about asking his office to help them do things, and they don't seem to be getting back to a lot of people. He's had the job for a long time, but sometimes with a job, you got to work harder to keep it as opposed to how hard you worked to get it. So I hope the words I hear about him are not true. I hope he's still, his office staff is ready to help people. That's the only complaint I have. Otherwise, I think, okay, positives. I think it's good to have a person with that much seniority in Washington, D.C. to be speaking for Nevada. I like most of his votes. I kind of agree with him on things like question six. By the way, they had a forum between Kidd and Abaday, and so I want to ask Greg Kidd what he said. You know, Greg Kidd came out pretty much against voter ID, the picture ID. So I disagree with him there, and I'm not keen on his we'll find out more when Greg Kidd is here. But as for Abaday, you know, I won't be heartbroken if he wins or loses. I mean, that's the way it is. He hasn't done anything to really infuriate me. You just don't like the guy, right?
He doesn't do anything. I mean, he doesn't do anything. I'm very involved. I mean, I go to all the breakfasts. I talk to all of them. I talk to Dean Heller. I talk to Mark Abaday. I talked to Governor Brian Sandoval. I was real surprised. You know, I had good discussions, you know. I had businesses. I was worked as a meat cutter. I'm an Uber driver. I drove limos for Caesars. So I have a wide range of experiences, and I deal with a lot of different people. And when I talked to Mark Abaday and Dean Heller about putting that road through USA Parkway at the time, because I knew the guy that built that USA Parkway, Lance Gilman, I think his name was, he didn't have the money. There's no way that it was ever going to get done.
Well, it got done.
Well, it did, because I talked to Brian Sandoval. I said, you need to get that road through. I said, the reason it's gotten stagnant over there, because I used to work over there, I said, the diesel's too high, and they can't drive all the way around and pay for all that diesel to get to Las Vegas or get down to L.A. I said, that's the big issue. I said, you guys got to step up and put that road in. And Brian Sandoval, we actually talked for about 30 minutes, and it got done. And, you know, Mark Abaday said, well, if you vote for me and I get on this committee or that committee, maybe I can help. Dean Heller, he wouldn't say anything. Yeah. I did everything I could to get Dean Heller out. I did everything. I mean, I went to every...
Well, good for you, my
friend.
You know,
every breakfast. Huh?
You're the one who gets on the phone. I like that. And I wish Brian Sandoval would get back into politics. He was good. He was good in politics, you know? He's at UNR, of course, but I miss him. Everybody kind of liked him, you know? I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Okay, texts and emails. This is from the bit I did last Saturday about the solar... the pest control, and most recently the Windows salespeople ringing my doorbell. This person says, John, have you seen the doormat that says, did you call first? It's $12 on Amazon. Okay, sold. Thank you, Ted. doormat says, did you call first? I like it. Okay, here's another one. Mr. Potter, do you know who is on a bugle playing Reveille full blast at 7:30 every morning in Reno? You know what? I hear it every morning, too. It's usually, you know, when I'm doing my walk around Virginia Lake, I hear it loud and clear right around 7:30, like the guy says, and it comes from the direction of the airport, which is right by the Now, this is what I'm thinking. I haven't heard for sure, but I'm thinking the Air National Guard base or the reserves. And so I'm betting that's where the bugler is doing reveille. And I'm quite sure it's coming up, coming out from there. And I tell you, I love it. I love it. It's one of those offbeat Reno things that makes us special. You know, I like it so much that I'm now thinking that we would like to hear, sir, if or madam, if you're the bugler, I recommend we would like to hear Taps played every night at 9 o'clock. That would be so cool. Anyway, don't complain. We would miss it if it's gone, folks. And so don't complain about it. And if I had not been silenced over Channel 2, I'd have already done a cool special feature report on this person, on the guardsman who gets out there every morning a little after 7 o'clock to play reveille. God bless you. I love that. All right, our time is 9:29. We're going to break for Fox News, and we're going to be talking health up next. Eric Lee. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time is 9:29.
Very comfortable weather for the weekend. Seasonal weather going to be with us pretty much all the upcoming week. And right now, Nevada Day, the holiday 1 week from today, looks to be very pleasant, the mid-70s. But we'll be a little cooler than that, mid to upper 60s for today. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Tomorrow at 11, Tom Gresham Gun Talk, 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
All right. Hello. Okay, this is working. All right, it's working. I'm John Potter, live and local. And thanks, folks, for joining us each and every Saturday morning. It's all live and local, and we're talking health right now. It's Derek Lee, our good buddy from BrainHealthFormulas.com. How are you, my friend?
Doing great, John. How are you?
I'm so pissed off at myself. I forgot to take my Restore and my, what is it, the Shizlet pill?
Yeah.
Which I've been taking every day. I still feel great. I'm fired up today. But the fact that I forgot to take my pills this morning is made me angry. I just had a very angry half hour, and I don't like to be that way. So you have anti-angry pills. That's how they work on me, and they give me energy. That part I still have. I think it's the residuals from the pills I took of yours yesterday.
It has that effect. It has the ability to balance emotions.
Yes. And it also, you got to be careful which of your pills you take, because you could be an obnoxious motor mouth because of the energy that it gives you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's always fun, though. It's always entertaining. It's always a show.
And I'm the guinea pig. And I appreciate that. Okay. Here's the big thing that I think our listeners will benefit from hearing. How is the Derek diet going? You went off on this mission here to lose how many pounds by Thanksgiving?
20 pounds is my goal. 20 pounds.
All right. You've been on this thing for... Now, by the way, the Derek diet is lots of water, no grains, no sugar. It's all fruits and meats. And it's been like, what, 2 weeks?
Old? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. How is the Derek diet weight loss journey going?
I'm down 10 pounds. 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
All right, 10 more to go.
10 more to go.
Is it hard to stick to just all fruits and meats?
It is. And I will admit I cheated twice this week in the mornings for breakfast. I had oatmeal twice because I felt like I didn't have enough
energy.
Oh,
that's grains.
It's grains.
Yeah.
It's also gluten-free. And so it's a long chain source of carbohydrates. So it's not, so a lot of grains are simple carbohydrates, which means we burn them up really fast. Oatmeal is kind of different. It's a long chain carbohydrate, so it burns over a long period of time versus just like a refined sugar.
To do this diet, did you have to cleanse your kitchen of
No.
the
Well, okay, you're a stronger man than me because I have radishes getting old in the cooler, but I also have a box of Cheez-Its, and yep. The radishes were meant to replace the Cheez-Its. It's not working.
Oh, let me rephrase that.
Wow.
I do remove all those things out of the house.
You
because I will get, when I get triggered like that, mm-hmm. if I see it and I'm in that mode or that mood,
yes,
I will consume it.
Brother, I'm with you there.
And so I have to remove all the sweets. I have to remove all the snacking items. And I don't. It's easy for me not to go to the store and buy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a problem not buying it. I just can't have it anywhere near me when I'm dieting or in general. Because if it's there, I will eat it. And so that's one thing. That's one way I can stick with the diet is I don't buy it.
What about? And this is very difficult too. Staying away from restaurants. I love restaurants. I love them. Even the bad ones. I enjoy going out. I like to hobnob with the people there and I have a good experience. You can't go to restaurants with the Derek diet.
No, it's actually not that difficult for me not to go to restaurants.
Because you don't know what they put in these.
There's that, and you know, I've
you look at the menu, you see something.
Well, I've made a habit of not getting consumed by the taste of a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and so it's more like a gift to go to a restaurant because then caution gets thrown out the window, and it's I'm going to get what I want.
Yes.
Not just based on so then it's more of a choice of what type of food I want.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just picking something from the restaurant we're going to. So it's easier to be more precise with what our goal intention with going out to eat versus eating at a lot of different restaurants. So then you get to pick your calories you're consuming versus just going to random restaurants and then picking something off the menu when it might not be something you really wanted in the first place.
Very difficult for a lot of people like me because I was not born with the moderation gene.
Me either.
I can't do moderation in anything. I mean, wasn't born with it, that talent. I really look up to people who can do it, you know, to stop when you're still hungry and all this business. People are crazy.
One trick to that is
what?
Is eat when you're not hungry.
Okay.
So if you eat something before you get hungry...
I see.
Then you can actually eat less food and be more satisfied.
True.
It's when we drain ourselves of energy and then we eat when we're starving is when we get into overeating and mass consumption.
Yeah. It's like the old thing about don't go to the supermarket when you're hungry.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I got you there. So I'm told that one of the things you want to talk about today, and I guess this relates to your products at brainhealthformulas.com, is depression.
Yep. It's a trigger topic. How about that?
Well, why do you want to talk about that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who deal with depression.
True.
And there aren't many answers for depression. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals have band-aids, as I like to utilize that term, band-aids to suppress the symptoms, but nobody really addresses what might be the cause. And so this is, you know, I'm going to talk about something I don't have on our website, which is always ill-advised. I'm going to do it anyways. Miracle Mud has been able to counter depression almost instantly.
What is Miracle Mud?
That's the stuff you're putting on your face.
That's your product that I thought, because you put it in a facial conditioner jar.
Because it's very beautiful.
And I put it on my face, and I'm wearing it on my face. And I said, look, Derek, I'm using your product. And you burst out laughing. You say I'm supposed to consume it.
Yeah. So I got a lot better directions now. I have directions plastered. It's a different jar. And
good.
And so.
What does Miracle Mud have that relates to a depression?
It has the key component in it is sunflower lecithin. Sunflower lecithin, if we can get that transported to the brain, is like a universal neurotransmitter. And so once sunflower lecithin can get to the brain, then the brain has enzymes specifically that can break down sunflower lecithin into six different neurotransmitters. And so it's more of how do we get sunflower lecithin to the brain rather than what the brain can do with it once it gets there. Because the brain can transform it into six different neurotransmitters And it within minutes, it takes us out of that feeling lost. It takes us out of that gloom and doom. It takes us out of that I don't have the energy to get up off the couch or out of the chair. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing because my life is miserable. And it provides that ability. So I started looking at is then a depression could be due to a lack of production of neurotransmitters. Mm-hmm. And the Miracle Mud has that effect directly. So it works for anxiety and depression. It works on mood improvements, which arguably can be related to depression, by the way. And so it has a tremendous amount of benefit, and it's all functional food ingredients. So it's pretty fascinating. I've experienced from that place. I've experienced from a place of there's a tremendous amount of energy that comes from it as well. So it's kind of like it actually improves how Restore works as well.
Your other product.
Yeah. So there's so many benefits to it. It's a challenge to explain because of how it works. Because I understand the theory behind it. Mm-hmm. And so it was developed based on people with extreme anxiety. And then so over time, it's kind of evolved and evolved and evolved, not necessarily the ingredients, but how my interpretation of how it works. So it's pretty, I don't add any amino acids to it either.
You know, it's fascinating how much you know about the brain without going to the graveyard like we saw in Young Frankenstein, where they get the abnormal brain and study it. You know, but you are so well versed on what the brain needs and its effects of your products on the brain. I tell you, you're hearing from people about how they feel after they take your products. You know how I feel.
Yeah.
BrainHealthFormulas.com is your website. When we come back, this breaking news, the 6 best fermented foods for brain health. And we're going to run through that because I think you were talking about fermentation.
Yeah.
And the brain too.
Yeah.
So there's a connection there. It's fascinating. So that's up next. We're going to take a break right now. One more segment with Derek Lee. You can call in your questions, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 945.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. I'm hearing myself coming back to myself. Is that normal?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. If you're an echo, they won't. Okay. Yeah, all right. I got to take these off. Anyway, I promised you the 6 best fermented foods for brain health, according to scientists and dietitians. And, you know, Derek has brought this up before because emerging research reveals that the brain and the gut communicate with each other. You say it's based in the gut, which goes directly to the brain. So the 6 best fermented foods for brain health just came out, according to dietitians and scientists. Number 1, yogurt. You're nodding your head. Okay. The right yogurt, right? Not the sugar bombs.
Right.
Okay. Number 2, kimchi. There's no way I'm going to eat kimchi. No way.
Me either.
Got to be another way. So let's keep going on this list. Save us. All right. Kombucha.
Some people love it.
I do. I love kombucha. I used to brew it. I used to have a little kombucha factory in my townhouse because once you start, it multiplies.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Nope, I don't like it. I don't like fermented.
What I didn't like about kombucha is there's an enormous amount of white sugar you have to put into it. And, you know, that sugar, even though they say, oh, it's fermenting and all this, but it's still, you're drinking a sugar.
Yep.
So I nix that off my list. Half of these I can pronounce here. Miso.
Miso soup, fantastic soup, Japanese.
Thick paste made from fermented soybeans. Good.
Like tofu. Yeah.
All right, skip that. Let's see here. Tempeh, fermented food made from whole soybeans and packed with protein. And you're making a face.
Most soybean products are GMO based.
Okay.
So that's part of my issue with it. If you're getting tofu or you're getting soybeans from sourced from Japan specifically,
all right.
Fantastic.
All right. Producer says your levels are too low, Craig. Okay. Number six, kefir. Kefir Sutherland is a fermented drinkable beverage product that is made with milk or water and is rich in live probiotic cultures.
It's fantastic. It's a more of a it's more fermented than yogurt is, and it's some people like that much better than yogurt, and they notice a better effect in the gut specifically.
I think I've seen kefir in like smoothies or juices at the supermarket.
Yeah. It's more healthy versus it's similar to yogurt. It's more healthy, more active probiotics.
Now, if people don't like any of those, which product of yours aids in the fermentation connection from gut to brain?
The overall goal with my products would be based on gut health, and those that category would be the gut health formula utilizing Akkermansia. That is what it is going to duplicate or replicate. It's going to mimic those similar results.
Okay. Let's move on to
a very fascinating story about, and nobody talks about it, nobody thinks about it, the thyroid. What is your story about the thyroid that you want to tell people?
So this is a personal story from a customer. And this is fascinating, more from where doctors come from, by the way. So she was taking a vitamin C formula with biotin that we have. And after a couple weeks, she went to see her doctor, and because she was feeling jittery, she was feeling abnormal. So she went to her doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh, you're taking a vitamin C product with biotin. Well, you need to stop taking the biotin with the vitamin C because it is throwing the thyroid off." And so when she told me this, I'm like, "So your thyroid was actually improving by taking biotin. And your doctor says to stop taking biotin because it's improving your thyroid function." So the doctor did not want to reduce the thyroid medication. And she convinced the customer to stop taking biotin. Biotin is one of the most underutilized vitamins that we humans do not consume enough of. The FDA recommends like 30 micrograms per day. And they've done studies with people with multiple sclerosis where they can take up to 300 milligrams per day. So that's 300,000 micrograms of biotin for a 6-month period of time with no ill effects, no side effects whatsoever. Biotin is necessary for the association and the assimilation of fatty acids that protects the myelin sheath, which is necessary for the nervous system to transmit electrical signals. So without biotin, we cannot rebuild the myelin sheath properly. Without biotin, we cannot rebuild collagen properly. Without biotin, we cannot produce hair properly. Without biotin, our body basically falls apart. And so this doctor told this customer to stop taking biotin because it was messing up her thyroid medication. And instead of adjusting the thyroid medication, the doctor told her to stop taking it.
And?
She stopped taking it.
Then what?
Well, this happened last night, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't. That's great. People do? Should people take biotin?
Biotin is necessary to produce hair. So if we have our hair falling out, arguably it can be because we do not consume enough biotin.
Mm-hmm.
Biotin is also necessary for us to be able to break down fats,
And the doctor didn't know this?
Biotin is water soluble, similar to vitamin C in a way.
Right.
So if we take a tremendous amount of biotin, if we cannot utilize it, we just pee it out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no harm in taking biotin.
Okay.
No harm in taking a lot of biotin. There's tons of studies that support that. But what this doctor did not want to do was to adjust the thyroid medication because her thyroid was improving. And so the doctor told her to stop taking it because that messes up the thyroid medication. That doesn't make any sense to me. So she was actually reversing Hashimoto's disease by taking biotin.
Okay. Listen, this is yet another thing I got to put on my shopping list, I guess, biotin. Besides your products, what are like the top 5 over-the-counter vitamins that people should buy, in your opinion?
Whew. Biotin is arguably key for production of collagen for the health of the nervous system, for health of the hair.
All right.
Biotin products. We have vitamin C with biotin.
Okay.
Iodine is arguably another one that would be in our micronutrients. Shilajit is has all bioavailable minerals.
That's your product.
Uh-huh. These are all products that we have also. So you can find, you know, if you can find a bioavailable calcium, like chelated calcium, that's great for the bones, teeth, and skin. Decent vitamin C products, always important. I don't view ascorbic acid as a valuable vitamin because that's chemical synthesis, is chemical replication.
See, I'm taking folic acid, magnesium, C, B, 12, I think it is.
Yeah.
And, fish oil and the vitamin D. That's what I take.
That's great.
Okay. Anything I should add besides biotin? And plus your products, I take your Restore, which is, to me, that is the thing where I notice a difference. You know, the last supplement that I took that I noticed an immediate difference, you know what it was?
No.
DHEA.
Had benefits testosterone production.
But I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it. It gave me energy, power, everything. It's hard to find now.
It is.
I guess enough people didn't buy it.
It was big for 20 years or so, and I think what they found is DHEA.
It's one of those fad supplements.
Well, what people do is they start taking too much of it because they notice how it works.
Yeah.
But when you take too much DHEA for men, it actually enables the conversion to estrogen.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you take the right amount, it benefits testosterone production. If you take too much of it, it actually converts to estrogen.
Is that why I have these breasts? I just always wondered where that came from. All right. Well, anyway, very interesting. BrainHealthFormulas.com. We're down to the final minute. Anything else, Derek Lee?
Thank you to all the customers.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you to John. Thank you for this show. Thank you, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the people who continue to listen to the rapport John and I have developed. And thank you to all that continue to listen despite our inadequacies in our conversation.
So well put. Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. Just go to the website and check it out. There's some really good products there. And I recommend just about all of them you've given me. So thank you, Derek. Okay, good break for Fox News. Folks, what do you think about question 3, ranked choice voting? That's the topic when we come back after Fox News. We have guests who say no on question 3. If you say yes, give us a call, or give us a call if you agree with them. 775-884-9910 on 99.1 FM
Kruger.
Talk.
I have prosecuted over 40 jury trials for the Attorney General and District Attorney's offices, helping to keep murderers and drug dealers off the streets. I spearheaded the state's opioid civil litigation, which is bringing in over $1.1 billion to help families and communities recover. I'm Mark Kruger, the only candidate running with the experience we need in a district judge for Carson City and Story County, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by friends of Mark Kruger.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. FM News Talk 99.1. Fox News starts now.